Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by a cabinet maker and an extreme log cabin. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. I redid my kitchen a few years back. And it was an ordeal, as it always is. Very thankfully, we were actually moving our kitchen, so we were able to cook out of our existing kitchen until the new kitchen was built. And then we demoed the old kitchen, turned it into a little office, and it worked out really well, actually. But the process of building the new kitchen was hellacious. We had, at the time, when we started, I believe it was 7 or 8 months, but as we were going through all of the demo of this room that we ended up using for the new kitchen, our baby started crawling around. So at the beginning, he wasn't moving. You could just put him somewhere and, you know, walk through the demo, go to the living room and hang out on the carpet, and it was fine. But halfway through, he starts crawling around and he's picking up like debris and insulation, and we're freaking out, obviously. It's like, well, we can't have this. So now all of a sudden our house has been completely split into separate pieces. The kids can't even go in this one piece, and it was a mess. It was a mess, to say the least. We ended up cleaning the entire house pretty much every night after construction was going on, so that our kids could walk through this space, and it was a mess. But we had this dude come through for the cabinets. He's a G. I'm hoping to have him on eventually on the podcast. His name's Kevin. And Kevin was a wizard with the cabinets. Now, cabinets are a really difficult thing because everybody knows it's kind of like the focal point in the kitchen, but installing cabinets, it's not just building them, right? Because people understand that building them is kind of like, it's kind of like making an awesome Nike basketball shoe. It's like there's so much that goes into it, and the average person or even the average shoemaker will never understand what goes into making a Nike basketball shoe. So if you're dealing with high-end cabinets, it's like, look, just forget it. I mean, it could take a lifetime to understand all these things. And so Kevin's there installing these cabinets, and the installation process, people always assume, is like, well, you know, you just put the cabinets there. Like, that's it. It's not that big of a deal. You just put the cabinets where they're supposed to go, screw them together, call it a day. But that's obviously not it, because the cabinets need to be level. So if something spills on your cabinet, on your countertop, it doesn't run all the way across and like splash somewhere else. So your cabinets need to be perfectly level, even if the building that they're putting the cabinets in is not. And if you have a massive slant, you can build the cabinets just right, so it works out, you know, fine, but that's really not advisable. You don't want to make the cabinets match the slant or something of the house, right? So you have to level out these cabinets. And you got to be really, really precise. So I'm helping Kevin install these cabinets and chatting with him the whole time. Sure, it was very annoying. But I'm very curious about how things work and why things go the way they do. And so Kevin is really, really being insistent, like almost to the point of like, what are you doing on leveling out these cabinets with this laser level? And I asked him, because we had to fix something at one point, and I do a lot of building, and he's re-leveling it. He's re-lining everything up. I was like, you know, I think it was only like an eighth of an inch off. Why are we moving it? I'm like, well, it's just a bad habit to get into. I was like, all right. And then we were cutting something. It was a piece of wood that was going to be buried underneath one of the countertops, but it was bringing the cabinets together, so nobody was ever going to see it. And he measured it down to, I think it was like a 32nd of an inch, and was really precise with the cut. And again, I asked him, like, what are you doing? We're never even going to see this piece of wood. It doesn't have to be this close. Like, it could have been an inch off. And he's like, well, again, it's just a bad habit to get into. And it kind of gave me a chuckle. I was like, all right, man, look, you do you. Obviously, this is not my wheelhouse. And I saw an extreme log cabin show pretty recently after that. Now, mind you, I'm kind of outing myself as scraping the bottom of the barrel for entertainment on TV at the time, but I was just, we were exhausted and there was nothing to watch. I was like, oh my gosh, we found this extreme log cabin. So we're watching it. And these guys actually build this log cabin at the factory site. So they have this giant mill where they get these pieces of wood, they get these giant logs, and they have to build the entire thing. And then they label the logs, they make it all perfect, just right. And then they disassemble stick by stick, twig by twig, put them on a truck, ship them somehow to the actual site where the house will be built, the log cabin will be built, and they reassemble. And they reassemble them with such precision that they have this map, essentially, this floor layout. And they're like, okay, the diagonal from this corner to this corner, this bolt to this bolt should be, you know, 1,237.25 inches, or 37 and, you know, a 16th of an inch. And as they're doing this, as they're reassembling at the plan, they're like, oh, whoa, 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 this is off by half an inch. Now, half an inch is less than your, like, index fingernail, right? Like, it's a tiny, tiny amount when you're thinking about a whole house. They actually redid the whole base layer layout, base floor layout, so that it was all perfect. It was within a 16th of an inch. And they explained on the show that, look, the deal is, if you don't do that, then you're going to end up with some piece, you know, 300 steps later that doesn't line up. And when you're talking about a giant structure like a log cabin, you're talking about an enormous amount of weight and risk. They're like, we want this to be perfect, and not just pretty good, but perfect. I was like, gosh, man, Kevin was right. I guess it's a bad habit to get into. But as I thought about the half an inch or an eighth of an inch or a 16th of an inch that these guys were talking about, I kept thinking about what Kevin had said, because he kept talking about it as a habit, right? It's a bad habit to get into, a bad habit. The habit is something that people do. The habit is not a 16th of an inch. That's just a thing. The eighth of an inch off, or 16th, or half an inch off, that's not a habit. The habit is being comfortable making those errors. And let's be clear, like, it's not like any of this was way off. It's not like the log was half the size it should have been. I mean, it was a tiny, tiny difference. And it's not like when Kevin's leveling cabinets, an eighth of an inch is like a massive error on somebody's part, like they didn't deliver a cabinet. But it is an error if you are the type of the person that doesn't like mediocrity. Now look, again, mediocrity, what is that? I mean, that's a very nebulous term. We don't really know what that means. But for somebody who wants to get something right, that means a world of difference. And that's the habit that you see play out with some people. That's the habit that a lot of people get comfortable with. It's pretty close. It's pretty good. It's almost there. That's all crap to somebody who actually wants to get it right. Now, if you don't want to get it right, fine. If you want to redefine right to be pretty good, fine. That's on you. And I don't look down on those people. If you're doing some project for yourself and it doesn't affect anyone else and you want it to be off by an inch, whatever. You're an artist. It doesn't matter. But if you want to be the person in life that gets it right, you have to stop thinking about good enough. You have to stop developing a habit that lets you be pretty close. You have to start redefining what's right and what's wrong to be as close to perfect as possible. And the rest is not okay. Nobody can cut an inch perfectly from a piece of wood. We can get close. We can get within a 64th of an inch, 128th of an inch, whatever. I understand the limitations of our tools and our perception. But it's the habit of trying to get a perfect inch out of a piece of wood. It's the habit of trying to be perfect and push the limits of our perception and tools. That's the habit you want to cultivate. And that's the habit that's going to push us all to be better people. So just think about that. I'm Matt Todd, and this is the engine that drives me. Go out and crush it.